Why don't you pray with me, please? Father, now as we go into your word, we pray your blessings upon us. We pray that you would anoint each one of us with your Holy Spirit so that we can be in tune with you. We can hear your voice. We can feel the touching of our hearts. And we ask that you would change us here this morning, Lord, and draw us closer to you, more in love with you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I got on the internet, so you know it's got to be true. And there were some second graders that were asked these questions. Why did God make mothers? The number one answer was, she's the only one who knows where the scotch tape is. How did God make mothers? Magic plus superpowers and a lot of stirring. What ingredients are mothers made of? God made mothers out of clouds and angel hair and everything nice in the world. And one dab of mean. What kind of little girl was your mom? I don't know because I wasn't there, but my guess is she was pretty bossy. Why did your mom marry your dad? My dad makes the best spaghetti in the world and my mom likes to eat. Who's the boss in your house? Mom doesn't want to be the boss, but she has to because dad's such a goofball. What would it take to make your mom perfect? On the inside, she's already perfect. Outside, I think she needs some kind of plastic surgery. Okay, we better get rid of those. Let's look at what Jesus thought about children this morning. Luke 18, 15 through 17. I think this is so neat. People were also bringing babies to Jesus from him to place for him, to place his hands on them, just to bless them, just to touch them, just to put a hedge around about them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them, but Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children
come to me,
and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." We have just had a brand new baby. We have named her Baby Elaine. And we have just brought Baby Elaine home. And we don't know, well, what do you do with Baby Elaine? When we had Jeffrey and Rachel and brought them home, it was like, oh my goodness, we have got this thing, a thing that we got to do something with. So what does God want us to do with this little thing that he has given us? I want to start out, if you don't hear anything else this morning, I want you to hear this. Children are a gift from God. But what we do with our children is a gift back to God. Have you ever thought about that? Our children are a gift to us from God. But what we do with that child is a gift that we're giving back to God. Someone once said, we don't need more lawyers or doctors or psychologists or engineers or pastors or presidents. What we need is more godly moms. Why? Because do you realize that when you bring that little baby home for the first time, you are holding the future of that child in your hand. Wow. That's a responsibility, isn't it? There's no higher calling than to be a godly mother. No higher calling. There is no political position, no secular position, no nothing higher than the calling of being a godly mother. Look at baby Elaine. Isn't she cute? I made sure that there was nothing happening, by the way, when I'm up here pressing around this morning. I didn't want to hear something come out or feel something come out. But you know, we can take baby Elaine and we can teach her to love God or neglect God. We can teach her to love, have a loving spirit, or have a hateful spirit. We can teach her to be selfless or be selfish. We can teach her to be giving or to be greedy. We can teach her to be respectful or disrespectful. We can teach her to be humble or to be overly proud. We can teach her to follow the crowd or to be a leader. Moms and grandmoms, you hold the future of baby Elaine in your hands. What an awesome responsibility. Look at Ezekiel 16:44. Everyone who quotes Proverbs will quote this proverb about you. Woo! Everyone who quotes Proverbs will quote this proverb about you. God gives us children so that we can present them back to Him as a born-again, washed in the blood believer that has godly characteristics. That is what God wants from moms. He wants children that He has given to us as gifts to be born again, washed in the blood believers that have godly characteristics that can only be developed by having God's Spirit in each one of us. Being a mom is the most important job you have. If we use foul language, guess what kind of language baby Elaine's going to use? If we complain about life, guess what baby Elaine is going to do? If we gripe, guess what baby Elaine is going to do? If we're frustrated with life and we have no joy because we don't know Jesus, guess what baby Elaine is going to do? Look at Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Read that last sentence for me. A man reaps, a woman reaps, a person reaps what they sow. So we can take baby Elaine and we can sow doubt in her, or we can sow faith in her. We can sow fear in her, or we can sow confidence in her. We can sow worry in her, or we can sow peace in her. The kind of peace, by the way, that only comes from God. Little Elaine is going to grow up based on what we sow in her life. All moms start with a little Elaine that is like clay, moldable, pliable. And here's what the Bible says that we're supposed to do as moms. Deuteronomy 6:7 says we are to teach our children about God. Proverbs 22 says train your children in godly ways. 2 Corinthians says provide for your children a godly home. 1 Timothy says control your children and discipline them when they need it. I won't go any further than that. Ephesians 6 says, nurture your children so they may grow spiritually. And Titus says, love your child how? Unconditionally. Moms, did you know that the first glimpse that baby Elaine is going to get of God is the God that is in you? Did you know that? The first glimpse that baby Elaine is going to get of God is the God that is in you. My mom didn't have to say, look at my boys. Oh, what might have been if I would have done this or that, or if they would have done this or that. She didn't have to say that. My mom could say, look at my boys. Aren't they fine boys? Aren't they godly boys? And those boys, they're my boys. I hope I don't embarrass my brother this morning by saying this, but you're the finest man I know. And mom had a lot to do with that. Let me tell you about our mama. She was born in a small house in Jackson County. They didn't have any roads to travel on when she was a little girl. They traveled the dry creek beds. Can you imagine living that way today? She was one of 11 children. Her daddy was a sharecropper and a lumberjack. He never owned a home, and he never owned a piece of property. My mom had an eighth grade education. She lied on an employment application so that she could get a job. And when I was young, she would take me to school every morning when she first started working. And every morning on the way to school, she would cry. I can't do this job. And she would boo-hoo. I can't do this job. And every morning I'd say, well, then quit. And she said, Mike, you just don't quit because times get tough. So guess what happened to baby Mike? He's not a quitter because my mom was a fighter. He's also not a liar. Let me get that straight right now. My mom taught me how to love. She hugged on me. She kissed on me. And she would take my hand, you can tell I'm a father, she would take my hand and she would chew on the palm of my hand and just chew on it. And all the time she would say, I love you so much I could just eat you up. Because of that, my palms are like stone. She taught me about God to show respect. To put others first. I drifted away when I was a teenager, but if she hadn't have introduced me to God when I was young, I probably wouldn't be a born-again, washed in the blood believer today. My mom molded my brother and I. She had the power to make us, or she had the power to break us. My mom was a prayer warrior. Not in public. We asked her to say the prayers one day, to ask the blessing before lunch one day, and she got about four words in it and just started bawling. That was the last time we ever asked her to pray again. But mom told me that she prayed for Joe and I every day. Moms and grandmoms, do not underestimate the power of praying for your children and your grandchildren. Moms, your child is a gift from God. What you do with your child is a gift back to God. Thank you, baby Elaine. I guess 17 years ago, Ann brought this book out one Christmas Eve, I believe it was, and she read it to the family. Ever since then, I've read it to you on Mother's Day. Every Mother's Day but one. I missed one because I thought maybe you might get tired of it. And I got all kinds of boo and hisses after the sermon because I didn't read this book. This book is called Love You Forever. And by the way, I had dinner one night with someone who's looking at buying our company. And he knew someone that knew me, and he knows that I'm a pastor. He asked me, well, what are you going to do on Mother's Day? So I told him about this book and had everybody crying at the table about, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday night. The book is called Love You Forever. A mother held her new baby and very slowly rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The baby grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 2 years old, and he ran all around the house. He pulled all the food out of the refrigerator, and he took his mother's watch and flushed it down the toilet. Sometimes his mother would say, this kid is driving me crazy. But at night, when that two-year-old was quiet, she opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of his bed, and if he was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. That little boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew until he was 9 years old. And he never wanted to come in for dinner. He never wanted to take a bath. And when Grandma visited, he always said bad words. Sometimes his mother wanted to sell him to the zoo. But at nighttime, when he was asleep, the mother quietly opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that 9-year-old boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby will be. The boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a teenager. He had strange friends, and he wore strange clothes, and he listened to strange music. Sometimes the mother felt like she was in a zoo. But at night, when that teenager was asleep, the mother opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that great big boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The teenager grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a grown-up man. He left home and got a house across town. But sometimes on dark nights, the mother got into her car and drove across town. If all the lights in her son's house were out, she opened his bedroom window, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of his bed. If that great big man was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. Well, that mother, she got older. She got older and older and older. One day she called up her son and said, you better come and see me because I'm very old and sick. So her son came to see her. When he came in the door, she tried to sing the song. She sang, I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. But she couldn't finish because she was too old and too sick. The son went to his mother. He picked her up and rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he sang this song, I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be. When the son came home that night, he stood for a long time at the top of the stairs. Then he went into the room where his very new baby born, newborn baby daughter was sleeping. He picked her up in his arms and very slowly rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while he rocked her, he sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. Moms, happy Mother's Day. If you haven't had a chance, give your mom a kiss, a hug. If she's not here, give her a call. If she's passed on, thank God for your godly mom. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for our mothers and pray your blessings upon them. We pray that all our moms would understand their high calling of teaching their children to love you and be obedient to you. It's the best gift, Lord, that a mother can give to her child, and it's the best gift that a mother can give to you. We pray for our children and grandchildren in this church, Lord. We pray your blessings upon them. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Stand, please, for our closing.